We'll be right back. Well, hello again, friends. It's Chris from Canada again, taking over the Insomnia Radio Canada main show. It's been a couple weeks, and I thought I'd pop on over and breathe some more life back into the show again and bring you some of the most fantastic music you've probably never ever heard from all over the world, because there's all kinds of great stuff out there and you deserve to hear it. So that first band there was a band called No Self. This is their single off their forthcoming 2021 album, The Human Cyborg Relations Episode 3. And the track was Resistance. And they are with Zombie Shark Records down in Florida. So if you enjoyed that, there will be links in the show notes too. I'm trying to stick with mostly Spotify or Bandcamp for you guys if I can. So go check out some more of their stuff. And I'm going to see how many more tracks I can pull together for you guys to enjoy today. Right? More music time.
Counting every day that's passed and remembering just what we had. Examine every word and thought as if there was something I lost.
For today, Matt over at Artura sent me this track. It was Dana Gravinsky, and it's her new LP, Yesterday Is Gone. This one will have a Bandcamp link for you, and she is kind of Canadian and I believe Serbian. I'm trying to follow all my notes because, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you make notes, but then they're in like 6-7 emails and you can't follow the track of, wait, where did I find this? And all that fun stuff. So anyways, I thought it was a great track and worthy of playing. And hopefully you guys enjoyed all of this too. In lieu of her Canadian tour being canceled, she did a whole bunch of stuff on Instagram performing from her family's home in Serbia because she couldn't get back to Canada. So see, even when with COVID and all this lockdown stuff, musicians are still trying to find a way to bring music to the world and spark that little joy with all of us, right? Uh-huh. Speaking of things, if you catch, I'm going to probably try and share it later if I can find it again. I found on Facebook today while I was scrolling and wishing a few friends happy birthday and stuff, somebody had shared a 94-year-old composer playing Moonlight Sonata, and it was just breathtaking. So if you're into classical music, you should definitely have a peek for that. I'm sure it's out there in a YouTube video somewhere. The joys of no copyright on the classical stuff, right? And it's a great base to learn some music appreciation. And with that being said, let's have some appreciation for a few more tracks. Mm-hmm.
as it goes. Temper tantrum all the way. This is how I start my day.
And track three. What do you think, folks? Nice variety this week. Some interesting tracks. Lots of lovely things. That there was Jasmine Rogers and her track Flies, which is available over on Apple Music, Spotify, and there's a music video over on YouTube should you care to go looking for it. She writes, I have been thinking about how big life is, and it makes my problems feel smaller. There's an odd comfort in that, isn't there? It's like when you look at an image of the planet as a speck of dust in the universe. My latest song is about being stuck in a situation that you feel hopeless to remove yourself from, yet finding a way to be free. Flies was a healing song for me, and singing it makes me feel better. I co-produced this track with Sean Janaki, who produced and mixed my first album, Blood Red Sun. I play with vocals a lot when I sing, and this time I wanted the voice itself to move from resigned to hopeful. This song is about survival from heartache to healed. We can go through the absolute worst in times, but we can also get through them. The humble fly was my inspiration. Its little life is so beautiful in its own way. To me, there is beauty in everything. Thank you for taking time to listen. And with that, we're going to pop you on to the next track. that may not have been exactly my cup of tea as far as music goes, but I know there are folks out there that love that genre of metal. So we gotta stick it in every once in a while. You know, please everybody, right? Not a possible task. Anyways, this was Salt Lake City's Arsenic Addiction and their track Fire. And that came to me from John at Asher Media Relations. So if you want to check out more of their music, there will be links to, I believe, their Bandcamp page in the notes. But they do have Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon. So off you go. Go check it out if it's your thing. And if not, maybe this next track will be more of your thing. Well, y'all know if you listen to Insomnia Radio Canada that I love to support that nerdy rock stuff. So you've got examples like Double Experience or Copy Red Leader. Those are two of the bands that I've played that have a big nerdy influence. Oh, what about Kraken Not Stirred? Definitely nerdy influences there. Love nerdy rock. It's awesome. It's its own little genre in my world. And there's not nearly enough of it. So when I came across this from John at Asher Media Relation, I just had to save it for the main show. Just had to. Absolutely had to. So that track there was Lux et Veritas, and that was from Vis Mystica. These guys are from, I believe, Pennsylvania? Yes, Pennsylvania, USA. And they play Star Wars-themed metal designed as escapism from everyday life and transportational into a fantastical world of magical powers and epic stories. This is their forthcoming album called Celestial Wisdom, which will be out in 2021. So that's your sneak peek. If you loved that track, you definitely have to go check out more of their stuff and support them, buy their music, do that awesome thing. Buy it for a friend if you don't love it, but you kind of think they might. Because music is an amazing present. And there's a lot of people on Bandcamp doing support stuff right now and donating their proceeds from their Bandcamp accounts to charities this time of year. So go check out some of those. Share them with your friends. Support where you can. It's all great stuff, isn't it? Yes, yes, definitely great stuff. go, friends. What'd you think? Another great track. Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. So that there was Nitrous M1 and her trio. They listed as a trio from Oakland. Yep, Oakland. They're Oakland based. Pretty awesome. And the track was Butterfly. And if you enjoyed that, you definitely need to go to the Bandcamp link I share in the show notes and check out the entire album, because I've had a chance to preview it and it was pretty awesome stuff. Yeah, you definitely got to go check that out. So this was the first track from their Dreams and Devastations album, and it was recorded at the Foo Fighters Studio 606. So yeah, pretty awesome stuff. Definitely go check that out. And that unfortunately sadly brings us to the last track time. So hopefully you'll get somebody different on the next show. Maybe another host that's, you know, coming out of the woodwork will pick one up. Maybe somebody who's not recorded in a long time will pick one up. Who knows? Maybe the next show will be me again. But in the meantime, I have one more track, or you can wander over to my weekly release shows of Insomnia Radio Canada. Check out some great Canadian music every Sunday. They tend to publish midday-ish for me. So depending on where you're from, it could be any time on Sunday. Or you can set your podcatcher up to grab it and subscribe to the feed and have it for your Monday commute to work. Most of the shows over on Insomnia Radio Canada are about half an hour in length, which tend to be perfect for most people's commutes. And in the meantime, I'm now going to play you the last track for today. The band is Songs of Anubis. It's their next single, which probably released about a month ago, because I'm a little behind on mushing together all this stuff from the past couple months that has come in, and some of it has been not for Canada, so I keep filing them aside, and this is the one I was saving. And I knew this had to be a show opener or a show closer, because it's just that kind of music. So I believe it'll be a Spotify link I share with you guys. And hopefully you enjoy Songs of Anubis' next single, My Own Enemy, and go check out the rest of their album, which released back at the end of October. Yes, it will be a Spotify link in the show notes. So until then, take care, and we'll catch you around. Ciao.